big race, the big one, the Ellen Van and Fuels solo championship race, and I'm sure they're going to give the riders just a little bit of a break. And then, of course, we still have sidecars to do. We have the second sidecar race, sponsored, of course, by Darrell Blake Construction, classic sidecar race over two laps. And let's have a little look back at the big bike races that we told you about a little bit early on. So the superbike race earlier on today, won by Dean Harrison with a 2:10.885. Winning from Peter Hickman and Mike Brown, only by a second in the end. He did that move up the inside, wasn't it, into cross four ways from memory. Mike Brown in third, then Nathan Harrison, Michael Dunlop in there, Joe Yerdy, Connor Cummins, Rob Hodson, Marcus Simpson and John Perry. They were your top 10. The outright lap record is a 2:10.167. 117.541. There was a lot of conjecture before the start of this whether we would see 118 mile an hour lap, but we'll have to wait and see. We'll see how hard they are pushed. So that was the first superbike race. The second superbike race we had, the Ellen Van and Fuels superbike race, was won by Dean Harrison again. 2:10.994 that time. So pretty similar pace from Mike Brown and Nathan Harrison. That was your top three in that one. And the first race of the day, yesterday daytime, of course, the Peel Holding superbike race, was won by Dean Harrison. Again, lap record in that one, a 2:12.174. So right on the pace again there straight away from Nathan Harrison and Peter Hickman. So some pretty good times head by Dean Harrison and the others. And Peter Hickman got a good start in the last Superbike race, and I wonder what he can do to try and stay. And I wonder how much he learns. Bear in mind, he's only been here for the very first time this year. Probably done what? Probably, how was that lap? 6, 7, 12? Probably only about 25, maybe 30 laps in total, if you include the races and all the qualifying and stuff. So learning on the job, as we say. And he did do a pretty good lap, actually. And I think we worked it out. In the Superbike race, it did that lap at 2:11.193. That actually put him fourth quickest overall behind Harrison, Todd and Dunlop. And that lap by Mike Brown at 2:11.79, that puts him fifth overall so far, with Nathan Harrison just behind with a 2:12.2. Any sign of movement down there, Beth, or are they giving them a bit of a break and maybe letting them have a bit of an ice cream or something?
Yeah, maybe they're doing that, actually. No bikes down here just yet, but we are expecting them very shortly. I wonder what flavour of ice cream you'd go for, Chris.
I would love... Do you know what ice cream I love, Beth? I love Turkish Delight.
What?
Okay, that's all right, okay. Well, Turkish Delight ice cream's lovely. It really is. Believe me or not, it is really nice.
I'll believe you on that one. But yeah, we are looking forward to this this race here. I'm going to move on. The Ellen Van and Fuels Solo Championship race. It's what we're all about this afternoon. And as you mentioned, also the second sidecar race. Looking forward to that one as well. And what a day it has been so far.
It has been a cracking day. And do apologise, as I said before, the sidecar championship race, race number two, will be over four laps. So race number two will be over four laps on that one. So the grid, I'm pretty much assuming it is going to be the same as the other Superbike races, with number 3, Dean Harrison on pole, with number 15, Nathan Harrison, and number 6, Michael Dunlop along the front. The grid positions haven't been sent to me as of yet. Hopefully you got a spare one there, Ali. Have you a spare grid position? No, never at all, do you? If it's just go back to you a second.
Yeah, we heard the klaxon going, so we expect it just to be a couple of minutes before everybody heads down here. I tell you what is making movement down here, though, is horse flies. I've been bitten twice.
Oh, okay. They're nasty little things, aren't they?
They really are, yeah. But we're looking forward to this one, Chris. As I say, I mean, it's so warm down here. I mean, Rob mentioned there was no breeze down there at cross four ways. It's exactly the same here, really, just a very minimal breeze. Temperatures, we know, on the road surface around 35, which is just incredible.
Oh, yeah, in that video, yeah. Thank you very much for that, Beth. Right, I'm just going to have a little look at something I wanted to give you guys a little bit earlier on. When we look back to our champions in here, I'll go back to 1978. That's as far as it goes back in the champion. Joey Dunlop was champion in 78. Dean Ashton, Dave Dean was all in there. Brian Reid in 1983. Brian Reid, of course, set the first 100-mile-an-hour lap round the 4.25-mile motor hour Balloon Circuit. Kenny Harrison, local man, won it a couple of times as well in 85 and 86. And who else? Dave Leach, of course, now a Manx resident. He's won it a couple of times too. Jason Griffiths, another Manx resident. Philip McCallan, he was the winner here in 1992. Blair Degerholm was the winner in the year 2000. Ian Locker Ian Locker with, of course, 32 wins around the Motor Alpine circuit. Joey Dunlop, 31. Dean Harrison on 28. And Michael Dunlop on 26. Cameron Donald won it on his debut. I remember that well. In 2006, Cameron did, the Australian rider. Guy Martin's won it. Ryan Farquhar. Michael Dunlop's won it three times. Dean Harrison has won it three times as well. Davey Todd has also won it three times. Who is going to be champion for 2026? Let's get it set up. Let's get to Beth.
Yeah, so here we go for this one then. Barry Ferber is just at the front of the paddock here down at the dummy grid. We're just walking past Mikey Evans. I can see Sam West as well, just hanging back a little bit. But they're all just rolling on through now, as we can see Marcus Simpson looking very relaxed, hands on his hips there, just taking a moment just to think about what is ahead. Nine laps, this is going to be a tough one in this heat, but phenomenal to have this weather for Southern 100. I mean, it really is absolutely brilliant. Dean Harrison there, he's just got his arms folded at the moment. He knows he's got a job to do. He is next to Jamie Williams, always a brilliant rider to talk to, Jamie Williams. And there's Almeric Blanc as well, the number 55 outfit, just having a little bit of a stretch, just getting ready for this one as the others just roll into view. You can see number 10 coming here now. So what is Peter Hickman going to do with this one? His course knowledge, as we know, is improved rapidly in a very short space of time. He's absolutely got the bit between his teeth. Is this going to be his race? Only time will tell. He will have Dean to contend with, among many others in this field. And I can just see at the back there's a little gaggle of three of them just having a little bit of a chat. It's all pretty relaxed down here as Dominic Herbertson just comes into view as well. The gates are now open. The number one travelling Marshall bike just sets off on the road, and all the riders in this race following on behind him.
Get in your positions, ladies and gentlemen. The machines are heading out for the big one, the Ellen Van Den Fuels Solo Championship race. Now, this is a nine lap distance on this one. I know a lot of people have their programs and love to put all the information in, so this could be an absolute cracker. We all know Dean Harrison will be the man to beat. He kept his powder dry in that Superbike race a few hours ago. I've just made a little note of the times. Peter Hickman did a 2:11.19 and Mike Brown a 2:11.79, and Dominic Herbertson, he improved as well with a 2:13.966. So Harrison on pole, Dean Harrison from Nathan Harrison. In fact, no, that's wrong there, because the solo championship grid is number 3, Harrison on pole from 10, Hickman, and 4, Mike Brown. That's going to be the front three that we have there now. And the second wave will be number 15. Of course, that is Nathan Harrison. Number 6 in there as well, Michael Dunlop. But no Joe Yerdsey. Joe will not be making his way to the starting grid for the Ellen Van Den Fuels Solo Championship race. Going to be an absolute cracker, this. And we think back to the people, like we just said, there over the years that have won it. I'm sure Davey Todd is sat there kind of licking his wounds and wishing he could have been here. We had him up on stage at the Bushy's Brewery Fan Park, which hopefully you lovely people out there will make your way down to the square this evening to enjoy a few light ales with lemonade, obviously, and an ice cream. Somebody just sent me a message and said you should have a pot noodle ice cream. You are totally wrong on every single level, completely and utterly. And I'm not going to say who it is, because you'll all understand in the road racing fraternity who it would be. So yeah, get yourself to the square tonight for the presentation, 8:30, that presentation will start at. So come and see us down in the square. Let's go to Rob, championship race time.
Yep, championship race time, and the first group of those involved in said solo championship at the Cross 4 race, led by Julian Trummer. So just a bit of clarity as well, it's not Julian Trummer, as we've said on a couple of occasions as Michael Dunlop goes past, it's Julian Trummer. That has now been confirmed and clarified to us. Thank you very much for letting us know. The travelling marshal on the way through. Nine laps to come, but a completely different set of thoughts are going through my head compared to the Peel Holding Senior race the other day and the most recent Superbike race we had earlier today, is the fact that it was a fairly foregone conclusion when Dean Harrison took the first win and dominated qualifying. But that last race, that last Superbike race, proved he's not going to have it all his own way out there. He had to make that late move on Peter Hickman to cross four ways last time out. Could anyone else get themselves into the equation? This is the one they want. This is the big finale for the solos. To you, Chris.
Thank you very much, as they roll into Castletown, into the Castletown corner there now, and get themselves set up, and they'll be ready to go with their grid positions, and they all know exactly where they want to go. And you'll probably hear the fans just giving them a big shout out as well. How many are scheduled to go here? That's 6, 3, 18, 19, 20. It'll be actually 19 riders, as we heard Joe Yerty say in the interview. He said, and I'm not, the ice cream topic is going on, and I'm not doing mushroom ice cream. As long as I've got a hole in my head, I'm not doing that. Here we go then, Dean Harrison on the Honda, the Superstock Honda. Into position he goes on the number 3 machine. Number 10, Peter Hickman, he is exactly where he wants to be. And just a lot of noise coming from outside there, folks, please. And number 10, Hickman, is in there now on the 810 BMW number 4 on the machine. Mike Brown on the Honda machine. So it's Honda, BMW, Honda. Here we go. 9 laps. It's the championship race of Southern 100 2026 for the solos. Green flight goes. Engage gear. Watch lights. All the way. And a good start for Dean Harrison and a good one for Peter Hickman. Beth.
I wouldn't want to be a horse fly in the way of this. Yeah, it is. Closely followed by Peter Hickman there. So Dean Harrison just got it as he went past us here.
Yeah, good start by all the three guys on the front row, and they've held their positions. And there goes up the inside, Nathan Harrison, just going up the inside of Paul Jordan as they go into Ballochagan for the first time, and they head down towards the Iron Gate section. So Hickman pulling alongside Dean Harrison there. He's got really alongside him. He's got the line. Has he got the move to be able to get past? No, he hasn't. He slots back into that second position, but he showed his front wheel there. Connor Cummins going through. Barry Ferber through there as well. Julian Trummer also goes through on 99, just running a little bit of a tank slapper for Julian. He's went over the top of the rise there now, but we're into Ballabeg on lap number 1 of 9 of this Ellen Van der Fuel Solo Championship race. It's Harrison, Hickman and Brown and Harrison. Then it's 22. That, of course, is Paul Jordan with Michael Dunlop in there. I think on number 6, right about 6th to 7th place. And we had, I think, Jamie Williams, I could just see there, on 92, just bringing up the rear with Sam West, I think, just in front of him on the number 14 machine. So here we go, far side of the circuit as the debris kicks up as the riders get close to the hedge as you go through there. But Dean Harrison already pulling away from Peter Hickman. It's lap 1 of 9. It's the solo championship. Rob.
Just for the record, what twisted individual likes a pot noodle ice cream? Dean Harrison leads from Peter Hickman, from Mike Brown, from Nathan Harrison, Jordan, Dunlop, Herbertson, Hodson, Cummins, Perry, Simpson, Ferber, Evans, Trummer, Blanc, West, and then Williams on the way through. That's your order on Solo Championship, lap 1. Dean Harrison just around a bike length or so ahead of Peter Hickman on the way through cross four ways. Very early days in this Ellen Van In Fuels Solo Championship race. More tactics might end up coming into play with it being over 9 laps instead of 7 as the travelling marshals come through. We are underway. Dean Harrison still leading at cross four ways on lap 1. To you, Chris.
They'll head down towards Stadium Corner there now. The leaders are just going through there and just starting to break towards Castletown Bridge. The front two have just broken away a little bit. Nathan Harrison having a little look up the inside to Mike Brown, and he makes it stick. Nathan Harrison up to third place ahead of Mike Brown, but here's your leaders. Harrison, Hickman, Brown. Brown has got back ahead of Nathan Harrison across the line. Nathan was just running a little bit deep there. Then it's Dunlop, Hodson, Herbertson, Cummins, Simpson, Jonathan, Perry. So Dean Harrison leads by 0.382 from Peter Hickman. Then it's Mike Brown, Harrison, Dunlop, Hodson, Herbertson, Cummins. Then it's Simpson and Perry, your top 10. Then it's Ferber, Evans, Trummer, Blank, West and Williams, your top 16. But back at the front, there's a good battle going on as a travelling marshal goes through between Mike Brown on his Honda and, of course, there Nathan Harrison on his Honda with Michael Dunlop just in behind him. And Michael Dunlop has got, I think, Rob Hodson O'Connor, I think, is round about the space there where Michael Dunlop is, with Dominic Herbertson in there too. But back at the front, Ballabeg lap number 2, it's still Dean Harrison that leads from Peter Hickman. Then it's Brown, then it's Harrison, then it's Dunlop, then it's Jordan, then it's Hodson, then it is Herbertson, then it's Cummins, then it's Marcus Simpson going through. Marcus in 10th, Jonathan Perry in about 11th position. The lead at the front for Harrison across the line to complete lap number 1 was 0.382 of a second from Hickman. Then it's 1.8 back to Mike Brown in 3rd place. Back to cross 4 ways.
Yeah, we did hear from the riders before, like, especially in a longer race, that you can tag onto the back of others. Well, the front two have made a break for it. It's Harrison and then Hickman a little further back, but they've broken away from Mike Brown and Nathan Harrison. Nathan Harrison right up the end behind Brown. Then it's Dunlop, then it's Jordan, Hodson, Herbertson, Cummins, Simpson and Jonathan Perry on the way through. Then a bit of a gap to the rest of the field, so no change. Dean Harrison still leads Peter Hickman. Now it's Ferber, Michael Evans, Julian Trummer, Amorik Blanc, and Sam West on the way through. A couple of seconds back, number 92, Jamie Williams. Dean Harrison leading from Peter Hickman. Those two have just broken free a little bit of both Mike Brown and Nathan Harrison. And then Michael Dunlop another second or so back on Nathan Harrison as well. Field already starting to get just a little more spread out here on the second lap. Long way to go, of course, but it is Harrison and Hickman. It's the two-horse race at the front as it stands. Over to you, Chris.
As the exit Castletown corner come towards us, Harrison with a bigger lead. Here he comes. Harrison across the line and he leads. Peter Hickman, 2:10.032. A 2:10.032. A new outright lap record. 117.663. A new outright lap record. Wow. Dean Harrison, 117.541 to 117.663. Dean Harrison smashes the lap record. Peter Hickman only just outside the lap record as well. A 2:10.828, 116.947. But Dean Harrison has broken the back of Hickman. 1.178, a new outright lap record for the 4.25 mile Motor Isle Blown Circuit. Give you that time again. 2 minutes 10.032 for Dean Harrison on lap two. 117.663. And he leads by 1.178 from Hickman. Then it's Brown, then it's Harrison, then it's Dunlop, Jordan, Hodson, Herbertson, Cummins and Simpson, your top 10. Then it's Perry, Ferber, Evans, Trummer, Blank, West and Williams. You're 17 runners at the moment. But make a note of that, because I'm going to, because I think he's possibly going to beat that, you know. 2 minutes 10.032, 117.663 miles an hour. Incredible pace for Dean Harrison. Rob Pritchard, your quick thoughts on that as he makes his way to you.
He is on his way. He's already here. Outright lap record, Dean Harrison. Got to take your hat off to him. There is Harrison, there is Hickman, the front two are storming away at the moment, and Harrison's still got a decent advantage. Here's Mike Brown, still got Nathan Harrison in behind by about a bike length, and there's Michael Dunlop, Paul Jordan moving up. Here's Hodson, Herbertson and Cummins on the way through, and then Marcus Simpson around a second or so back off Cummins there as well on the leading group through. They're all just starting to pull away from Jonathan Perry here, who's having a pretty solo race within a solo race at the moment. There's Ferber, Evans and Julian Trummer on the way past. 117.663 miles an hour. Dare we whisper it, Chris Kinley? Is 118 possible given Harrison's pace? Long way to go. Over to you.
Yeah, I did say that, didn't we, earlier on when we were doing the build-up to the race. Brown's under 2:13.275. But let's watch Dino across the line. Here he comes. Across the line he goes for Dean Harrison there. Not as quick that time. 117.072 that time. Still a good pace, though. 210.032. That lap is a 210.683. Brown, Harrison, Dunlop, Jordan, all safely through. Rob Hodson, he's gone through as well. Dom Herbertson, Connor Cummins, Marcus Simpson, your top 10 through. And there's Jonathan Perry on the Huxley Racing machine. But Dean Harrison extending the lead, 1.895 seconds. So it's 1.9 seconds he leads over Peter Hickman. Hickman that lap there, a 2:11.4. Mike Brown, his quickest lap that time, a 2:13.2. Focus on Michael Dunlop, a 2:13.5 for Michael Dunlop. His quickest ever lap around here is a 2:11.05. So Michael just off the pace a little bit there with his Honda this year. But Paul Jordan, he's in a good sixth place at the moment. Dominic Herbertson, a 2:14.021. So that's Dominic's quickest lap as well. So well done to Dominic. And Mike Brown with a 2:13.22. Mike Brown not as quick as what he did in the big bike race a little bit earlier on, as you watch Rob Hodson going through the Ballabeg hairpin. So Dean Harrison leads as they make the way to the far side of the circuit on lap number 4 of 9 in this Ellen Van Enfield's big bike race, the championship race on the Isle of Man. Dean Harrison will be across 4 ways.
He is, he just arrives, and he's just eked out that gap a little bit more to Peter Hickman. It was, what, 1.85895 seconds at the start finish line to round that again across 4 ways. Here's Mike Brown and Nathan Harrison still close together. Michael Dunlop, and then a second or so back, Paul Jordan, then Dominic Herbertson moving up, then it's Hodson, and then it's Cummins as well. That's an interesting 3-way battle going on, followed by Marcus Simpson on the WH Racing machine, not too far behind as well. So that's maybe a battle to keep an eye out on as well. Dominic Herbertson, Rob Hodson, Connor Cummins as the race goes on. Jonathan Perry on the way through here, running steadily at the moment. But Dean Harrison and Peter Hickman, that gap still relatively large as Evans, Ferber and Julian Trummer come through as well. There's Sam West, there's Amalric Blanc. So no change across 4 ways on lap 3 as it stands. To you, Chris.
Dean Harrison on the Honda, here he comes. Across the line past us, Mike Brown, Nathan Harrison, they're just going through the Castletown corner there. Let's have a little look at this lap from Dean Harrison, a 2:10.514 that time, 117. 229 Hickey, a 210, 877, not as quick as what he's gone before. Brown goes through in third place. The gap at the front, 2.258. That's the gap between Harrison and Hickman. Then it's about another 7 seconds back to Mike Brown in a solitary third at the moment. But Nathan Harrison, only half a second in behind him as you watch him go through Ballacagan. That's all it is between them. As Jonathan Perry goes through, Jonathan in 11th. So it's Harrison, Hickman, Brown, Nathan Harrison, Dunlop, Jordan. Paul Jordan have a long look over his shoulder down the Ballacagan or the Iron Gate straight there. Paul Jordan, Dom Herbertson, Rob Hodgson, Connor Cummins, Marcus Simpson, Jonathan Perry, Mikey Evans, Baz Ferber, Julian Trummer, Sam West, Almeric Blank, all go safely through. And there's Jamie Williams. Jamie through on the GSX R750 machine, the next generation super sport bike. He's gone through there, has number 92, Jamie Williams. So Dean Harrison leads. He's already in and out of Ballabeg with that fastest lap of the race so far. The new outright lap record, 210.032. compared to 210.167, so only slightly under it, 117.663. Hickey's quickest lap so far, a 210.828. back to cross four ways.
Dean Harrison's already through, and there's Peter Hickman as well. That just seems to be stretching a little bit more there. Hickman, he's got good pace, hasn't he, in this race on his debut Southern 100, but just doesn't have an answer to Dean Harrison at the moment. Mike Brown, Nathan Harrison just tucking in behind Michael Dunlop, Paul Jordan, Dominic Herbertson, Rob Hodgson and Connor Cummins, so no change in the order. Wonder if Nathan Harrison is just maybe just playing the long game a little bit with Mike Brown. If he's sat in behind him across most of this Motor Rabobank course, as Marcus Simpson comes through, he's going to know Mike Brown's going to be fast as well, so he can just track in behind, and maybe just when the opportunity arises, he could wait for that as well. He doesn't have to go hell for leather at this point in the race. There's Jonathan Perry on the way through, but Dean Harrison, as I mentioned, he's just extending that gap a little bit more to Hickman as Evans, Trummer and Ferber arrive. To you, Chris.
Absolutely screaming the Honda past us, a 210.032 to beat. 210.182 that time for Dean Harrison. He extends the lead a little bit as well to 3.3 seconds as Hickman goes through. But it's Brown, it's Harrison there across the line there now. Mike Brown, a 212.506 that time. Nathan Harrison, a 212.463 for Nathan Harrison. Nathan getting pretty close to his quickest ever lap around this 4.25 mile Motor Alpecin circuit. That's a 212.233 for Nathan Harrison. The lead at the front, 3.37 seconds. Dean Harrison looking to get his fourth win in this solo championship here at the Southern 100, sponsored by the Isle of Man Steel Banking Company for 2026. As more riders go across the line, Jonathan Perry home in 11th place. 7, Mikey Evans. Just in behind Mikey Evans is number 9, Barry Ferbers. We watch Peter Hickman going into the Ballabeg hairpin, in and out of there on the 810 BMW. Dean Harrison is already in and out of there. He'll come into our shot. There he goes through the Ballawhetstone section and in and out of the trees and then to the left-hander, which will take you through Williams and then back towards the eyesight of Rob Pritchard very shortly on the exit of Williams. That front wheel just pouring the air as you watch Peter Hickman do the same. Nice and tidy for Hickey. Let's get back to cross four ways.
Dean Harrison interview once again as we're past the halfway point of this 9-lap showdown. Dean Harrison, and he stretched that a little bit more again to Peter Hickman, but Peter Hickman, there's not even another machine in sight of Hickman in behind him. These two are just storming off into the distance. Here is your battle for third, though. It's Mike Brown. Nathan Harrison, he maybe just had a little bit of a look on the approach, then decided against it, so he's just going to tuck in behind Brown again as Dunlop comes through, and then Paul Jordan. Paul Jordan's actually just starting to pull a little bit clear of Rob Hodgson and Connor Cummins here, so Hodgson maybe just trying to close down, Jordan, I should say, probably, trying to close down Michael Dunlop a little bit with a few laps to go. There's Marcus Simpson on the way through as well, but Dean Harrison just stretching that a little bit more. It was just over 3 seconds down Castletown Bypass, willing to wager that a little bit more last time. To you, Chris.
I wonder if Dean Harrison is getting any sort of board to tell him what his gap is, but he's not holding back. 3.37 was the gap when he went past last time. So consistent those laps, a 210.295 that time for Dean Harrison. Hickman across the line with a 211.3 that time, 4.4 seconds. Here's the Brown-Harrison battle. And there you go across the line. They're only separated by just under half a second. Then it's Michael Dunlop, fifth position for Michael. Paul Jordan, 22 in sixth at the moment. Then it's Rob Hodgson and Connor Cummins, eighth and ninth position. We lost Dominic Herbertson. Now Dominic just seems to have disappeared. Where is Dominic? That's not him. That's the 23 machine of Marcus Simpson. So Marcus Simpson up to ninth place. Not got Dominic through yet. Ah, there is Dominic. Dominic has gone through. Dominic, 10th position there. So losing a little bit, lost about 15 seconds at time on that lap, did Dominic. And there's 42, Jonathan Perry going through. But back at the front, Dean Harrison still leads by 4.425 seconds from Pete Aikman. He's already in and he will be out of Ballaberg as we watch that second group again. The second group of riders, Brown and Harrison. Oh, Nathan nearly tagged on the back of Mike Brown into Ballaberg as we watch Michael Dunlop coming in there on the 6 machine, on his Honda machine with Paul Jordan on the 22 bike just in behind him, holding on to that 6th place at the moment. But Dean Harrison leads out on lap 7 of 9 by 4.4. Rob.
Yeah, there he is, Harrison again. And yeah, that's stretching out just a little bit more. Pete Aikman at the moment, he's not got the pressure on his shoulders to catch Harrison out front as well, and he's certainly got no pressure in behind as well. So Aikman at this point maybe just trying to keep things smooth and steady. He's not in a position to attack at the moment. Here's the battle for third. Mike Brown just pulling out a little bit further clear of Harrison. Ooh, just had a little bit of a look on the entrance in there, but Mike Brown had it covered on the way through. There's Dunlop. Now Paul Jordan's just starting to close down Michael Dunlop on the way through cross four ways there, so that battle might not be said and done. Hodson and Cummins on the way through, no change in that particular order there, and then a gap to the rest of the field. So Harrison continuing to push clear, Dean Harrison from Pete Aikman as well, but that battle for third still going on as Marcus Simpson comes past. Mike Brown holding on to that from Nathan Harrison, but just keep an eye out because Paul Jordan closing in on Michael Dunlop. There's Herbertson to you, Chris.
Flying past us at over 170 mile an hour. There he is with a 2:10.348. It's so consistent. It really, really is for Dean Harrison. Hickey goes through. It's 5.744 the gap now between the leader Harrison and Aikman. There's Mike Brown with Nathan Harrison in behind, dropping off. Sounds fantastic, doesn't it? He's an ex-rider, Michael Dunlop. Paul Jordan, he's getting a sniff of Michael Dunlop there. So the two Northern Irishmen battling it out for fifth and sixth position. And Connor Cummins. Now Connor's flying. Connor's done his quickest lap around here, 2:13.66 on lap number 4. That was for Connor. So well done to him. As Marcus Simpson goes through, 2:15.24 for Marcus Simpson. So that's Marcus's quickest lap round here as well. Just double check that. A 2:15.24, yeah, compared to a 2:15.915. So a quickest ever lap here for Marcus Simpson in this championship race. But Harrison leads by 5.744 seconds in command of the solo championship race, sponsored, of course, by Ellen Van In Fuels, over Pete Aikman, number 10. Then it's number 4, Mike Brown. 15, Nathan Harrison. 6, Michael Dunlop. 22, Paul Jordan. 44, Rob Hodson. 11, Connor Cummins. 23, Marcus Simpson. 2, Dom Herbertson. 42, John O'Perry. Leaders with Rob.
Yeah, there is Dean Harrison. You took the words almost out of my mouth, Chris, just before. It's not just the pace, it's the consistency of Dean Harrison. That Honda absolutely on song. There's Pete Aikman as well, steadily in second at the moment. Just can't quite match that Honda machine and Dean Harrison at the moment for pace throughout this race. Here's the battle for third, and Mike Brown still holding on ahead of Nathan Harrison. Around 2 bike lengths between them now, so Harrison just dropping off ever so slightly. Looks slightly quicker on the entrance into the corner, does Harrison, but losing it on the exit. There's Dunlop. Now Paul Jordan as well. Paul Jordan not within striking distance of Michael Dunlop at the moment, but just closing in yet again. Hodson and Cummins. Cummins, we just heard, done his quickest lap on the Motor Arbalound course on his return after 12 years it was away the last time he was racing around here. To you, Chris.
Dean Harrison is going that hard. The steam packet sticker on the front of his machine looks like it's going to blow off. There he goes across the line. Last lap flag is now out. A 2:10.039. Wow! 7 thousandths of a second slower than what he did that best lap. That is so consistent. Last lap, 117.65 compared to the lap record, 117.66. As Aikman goes through, and Brown goes through, and Harrison goes through. Third and fourth position to Dean Harrison. Looking like it's going to be a four-timer for him. The four-time champion here at the Southern 100 for 2026. On the 3 machine, the red, white and blue Honda, as he clapped, the crowd appreciates, gives him big claps as he goes down into Iron Gate. He goes over the railway bridge there now and heads towards Ballinoris, past Joey's gate there, flicks the bike to the left and flick it to the right hand side, and then just keep it nice and tidy on the brakes. Don't let it bounce around too much. Into Ballinoris, there he goes, through the right hander for the final time for 2026, and heading to the far end of the circuit. Aikman 7.314 back off him in second, and Mike Brown holding on to that third place, 11.4. He's now through Ballinoris. We'll follow him through as he go towards Williams Corner. He'll go into the tree as you go out of our sight, and he'll come back into our eye line as Pete Aikman exit Ballinoris. And here's Dino down through Ballinoris for the final time to Rob.
Yeah, absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, here we go. Your final lap of your solo championship. Your solo championship leader, Dean Harrison. The outright lap record, a dominant statement from the Now Ireland resident. Here's Peter Hickman still running in second. His debut, don't forget, a 14-time TT winner and on course for yet another podium in the solo championship race after nine laps in the sunshine here. Your battle for third, Mike Brown is holding on to that, and he's just pulled clear of number 15, Nathan Harrison. So Mike Brown, barring any possible errors in the final few corners, looks to have that sewn up at the moment. Michael Dunlop on the way through as well. And then Paul Jordan. Paul Jordan just looks to be a little too far back to be challenging Dunlop on the latter stages of this lap. But Connor Cummins has moved up. He's ahead of Rob Hodgson on the final lap. To you, Chris.
All action into Castletown Bridge for the final time. And ladies and gentlemen, here he comes to be the 2026 Southern 100 champion, Dino. It's Dean Harrison, who, of course, is the new champion. And well done to him. Brilliant stuff. Peter Hickman holds second place. Great showing by Peter Hickman there. His quickest lap at 2:10.828. Mike Brown getting a bit scribbly on the brakes going in to Castletown Corner. But he's going to come home with a fine third place for Mike. Fourth place for Nathan Harrison. It's a new race record as well. In fact, both Harrison and Hickman, Michael Dunlop across the line, Harrison and Hickman both under the old race record of 19 minutes 50. Hickey did a 19:49 and Dino 19:42. Nathan Harrison home on the 15 bike in fourth. Then it's 6 Michael Dunlop, 22 Paul Jordan, 11 Connor Cummins, 44 Rob Hodgson, 23 Marcus Simpson. He should be the next runner. In fact, he's got a battle on. Wow! Just close. Marcus Simpson and Dom Herbertson. Who got that? I think it was Marcus. Just by 17 thousandths of a second, Marcus Simpson just gets inside the top 10 with Dominic Herbertson coming home in that 10th place. But give you that lap again. 2 minutes 10, 032, a new outright lap record for Dean Harrison and the Southern 100 champion as Jonathan Perry comes home in 11th place. We'll get these two guys, that's Julian Trummer, Julian Trummer and Michael Evans in 12th and 13th. As number 9, Barry Ferber, he's next in 14th. That time again, 2 minutes 10.032, 117.663. And of course, that makes Peter Hickman the third fastest rider at Balown of all time as a newcomer with that lap of 2 minutes 10.828. Thank you very much to Chris Boyd, our stat man at the TT, and of course down here at the Southern 100 working for King of the Roads TV as well. Brilliant stuff, Chris Boyd. Excellent information there. I got that in the end, but you know, I'm doing it on the fly here as usual. So yeah, 2:11.05 for Michael Dunlop and a 2:10.82 as Jamie Williams comes home to be the final finisher with Sam West finishing in there. Let's hear from the Southern 100 four-time champion, Dean Harrison, is with Beth.
He is. Four-time champion sounds pretty good. Winning this one must sound even better.
Yeah, honestly, no, over the moon. We've been strong all week. I've been strong all year, really, I feel, racing everywhere we've been. So I knew from the race before I had a bit more pace, to be honest. We made a few tweaks. I just needed to get the front and do it by myself. When I was stuck behind, I was struggling to get through in the race before, but I know it was probably better to watch, but I apologise for that. But I wanted to win, so I just got the head down from the start and I just banged in 9 sort of laps around lap record pace, so which I felt comfortable doing at that pace. I had a little bit more left if need be, but I just sat at that pace. I was really comfortable and just sort of brought it back home. So no, a massive thanks to everyone from Honda. Honda's lent me my TT senior bike for this year, which I'm over the moon. I've got Bob, my data guy, and Stuart, so I'm over the moon.
And an outright lap record as well, 117.663. And you said there was more to give.
I'm upset we did a 110 flat. It's a shame we didn't drop in at 19s, really, isn't it? But no, yeah, it's over the moon to get that. Big thanks. Fair play to all lads there, riding really well. Mike's riding well. Pete's back on form, and it's great to see him here, to be fair, supporting the Southern 100, which is great to see because it puts on a great show for everybody to see. So I also say thanks to all the marshals and everyone that's waving over the wall at me. I really appreciate it. It means a lot.
How are you going to celebrate?
I'm not going to lie. I'm going to take the lads out tonight for a few beers.
I think they're on you, Dean. Well done.
Yeah, I'm paying.
Dean Harrison in first position there and just shaking hands with Peter Hickman. Peter Hickman, who is the fourth fastest person around this Balown course here as a newcomer. How does that feel?
Yeah, pretty awesome, isn't it? You know, the weather's couldn't have been kinder to us, to be honest. It's been a great week. The bike's never missed a beat. The boys done a fantastic job. yeah, just really had a fantastic week. Really enjoyed myself. I got a big smile on my face. Exactly what we wanted.
And I know we were saying at the beginning, you know, talking about learning the course. How comfortable do you feel with it now?
Getting better. I'm not right, I would say, but I'm somewhere near.
Are there any little places where you'd be looking for some advice?
I need probably advice everywhere, I reckon. It's just that back section. Once you come out of Ballaberg, I'm just a little bit uncomfy through the next couple of corners. But apart from that, honestly, had a fantastic week. Thanks for all the fans out there. Loads of people waving programmes and shaking their hands and stuff. It's absolutely brilliant to see. Great to see so many people supporting the Southern 100, and long may it continue.
And will you be back?
That's the plan, isn't it? It's got to be now. We're here now. So, we'll have to wait and see.
Brilliant. Peter Hickman, thank you so much. Peter Hickman in second position there. And then we are going to speak again to Mike Brown, who's just in conversation with Dean here. But what a week Mike Brown has had as well. Those are some stories to take home with you.
What's that?
Some stories to take home with you after this week.
Yeah, a few bottles of champagne going home is nice.
What was that race like for you from start to finish?
Look, it was good. I didn't expect the pace to go so hot off the line. I got a bit caught off the hop, and about four laps in, I was getting 0-0 on my pit board, so I started riding a little bit defensive, and it was taking a bit out of me, trying to hold on to that big bike riding defensive, and I just started running my wide lines again and pulled a little gap and just brought it home. There was no catching the lads, but I kept seeing Hickey in the same places all the time, so I knew my lap times weren't too bad if I could just bring it home with that.
And is there anything you take from that moving forward then?
More horsepower.
Just to... Absolutely brilliant, Mike Brown. Well done. It's great, brilliant to see you in here so many times. It must have been a successful Southern 100 from your point of view.
Yeah, successful. Might keep my job for next year, maybe.
I think you will, Mike Brown. Thank you so much. In the background, you can just hear the sidecars because the action is not over here yet. We have got that second sidecar race, but we are now going to do the podium for the Ellen Van and Fuels Solo Championship, and the presentation will be done by Andy Sweetman from the Ellen Van and Fuels. You know, this is a championship. It's the race every rider wants to win. 9 laps around the Blanc course, and it's the commitment that is tested to the absolute limit, the final solo race of the meeting. And I think it's fair to say that once again, it has delivered everything we've come to expect from the Southern 100. We've had the breathtaking speed, the outright lap record, competition, world-class racing, but only 3 riders can stand on the top of the podium. So if we can invite Andy Sweetman to do the podium presentation. And in third place for your Ellen Van and Fuels Solo Championship race, it is Mike Brown. And in second place, his newcomer year, but he's no stranger to this podium arena, Peter Hickman. And this is a spot he's getting used to. Your solo championship winner, Dean Harrison. That is one heck of a bottle of champagne. I wonder whether there's going to be some celebration now. I think Peter Hickman is going to be opening that bottle. There are going to be some scenes down here in just a moment, Chris.
Yeah, run out the way quickly, Beth. If I were you, that's often the best option. You might notice if you're watching the King of the Roads feed that the laurels that the guys have had over their necks here at the Southern 100 in 2026 is, of course, the made by Heidi and the team at the Flower Studio in Port Erin. So well done to Heidi and all the team. I think you'll agree they look fantastic. Your top three then, Dean Harrison with an outright lap record, a 2:10.032, 117.663 from Peter Hickman, who now becomes the third fastest rider around the 4.25 mile Motorrad Blanc circuit, with Mike Brown number three and number four in third. Then it's Nathan Harrison, Michael Dunlop, Paul Jordan, Connor Cummins, Rob Hodgson, Marcus Simpson, and then of course who else was in there? Dominic Herbertson. Now